today's topic of the class is very interesting. It's according to today's Murli of how to practice Bindu stage. So I would request all of you to share one or two points which has touched your heart from today's Murli. Yes, sisters can start. A bit louder so that everyone hears you. Can you hear what she's saying? So you have to now come in the corporeal stage to speak so that everyone can hear you. Also, you can share your own experience. It was nice hearing all of you, and I would like to share a few of my reflections on today's Murli, like Baba was mentioning. Also, we know that Raja Yuga is the king of all the yugas. Raja means king. So you, with the help of Raja Yuga, you can solve any problem, whether it might be personal level or subtle level, or any type of problem can be solved. And that's why this is called as Raja, the king of all the yugas. But we need to know the method. When we know the method properly, then we can attain the success. Just as in today's Murli Baba was saying, that in between, during the day, you have to practice. And this has helped us a lot, especially Tadi has had mentioned in Madhuban Nivasi class, Tadi Prakashmani, we call her Big Dadi. So she had told all of us that there should be a traffic control record played in every 1 hour, and now they play it here in Shantivan as well. And this was the thought which came to Dadi, and she told all of us that it should be done. And most of the Madhuban Nivasis, they received a lot of benefit by practicing this. Even if we are to practice for 1 minute, see, we can just reflect upon ourselves when the 1 minute record is played, to what extent do we remain focused? Do we remain concentrated? Even when the song was played for 2 minutes or 3 minutes, do we remain focused for the whole 2 minutes? To what extent is our concentration focused and emphasized? Like Baba was saying that now you have to fill yourself completely. It's only then you can give others. Even in today's Murli he said, if you are not, if you are lacking, then how can you give others? So you need to have the full stock. But in order to have the full stock, you should check whether there is any leakage. Why is that we have good yoga, but yet we have problems sometimes? It's because of the leakages. We don't pay attention during the day. Where is that something is going out? Like we just spend our time, you know, talking to others. Sometimes we just sit outside, you know. But our time shouldn't be wasted, even for a second. Because we are ancestors, Baba has said in the first Murli that, you know, even now he was reminding about our self-respect, that you are ancestors. You are the worthy of worship souls. Why is that he's trying to remind us? Also, I think you must have heard about the story which Dadi Gulzar shares. You know, there was a big stone and it was held in the center of the court, and the king asked, anyone who breaks this stone will be given an award. So everybody came, all the wrestlers and very good, strong people came to break the stone. It was a very big stone, they couldn't break it. But a slim person, he came, and everybody, they were laughing at him. How can he break the stone? He doesn't have strength. But he said, on one condition I will break this stone. But what did, then he asked the king, will you allow for that condition to be, to happen? So then the king said, it's okay. What is the condition? He said, someone will whisper something in my ear. That's it. Not apart from that, I don't want anything else. So person came, he said something in his ear, and then he could break the stone, and everybody were astonished. So there was just feeling very surprised. How could this happen? You know, he was such a slim person, he didn't have physical strength, but how could he do that? So then the king asked, what did that person whisper in your ear? So he said, he just reminded me of who I am. He said, you're not a weak soul, you're a very strong soul, you can break anything that comes in front of you, you have a lot of energy. That's what was fed into his mind. And he could do that. So this is such a simple story. But Baba wants us to become the masters of the whole world, masters of the whole universe. And whenever he looks at us, how does he see us? As an elevated soul, as the world benefactor. So this is what I have to look at myself as. Let me look at myself as God sees me. How does God see me? So this has to be continuous. Not that, okay, when I'm in yoga, I have this checking, and later when I go out, it's like soda water, you know? What happens? When we are hearing the murli, we feel like, okay, we can do anything. We'll do it. We have to do it. But when we go out, because the atmosphere is not there, because of not all our Brahmin souls who are all around, and we get into different kind of atmosphere, different kind of people. So the atmosphere is totally different. And that's why we can't maintain that consciousness. Even though we are so firm and determined whilst hearing the murli, that I have to be so much focused and, you know, concentrated and determined. But when we go out, that's not possible. Because you can just imagine that since 63 births, we have been used to be body conscious. And that sanskara has become firm. And in this age, in this small confluence age, we have to accumulate for the whole kalpa. And to what extent do we need to do the practice? It has to be more subtle. It has to be more attentive. It has to be more focused. Like a student, if he is passing an IAS exam, it's a topmost exam, executive level exam, then how does he study? Does he waste his time? No. He is more focused that what he has to do. He knows what he has to do. Well, everybody has the aim. Those who are in the IAS class, everybody has the aim that they have to pass the IAS exam. But who can pass? And that's why Baba says this is the dynasty, means the dynasty of the kingdom is being established. It's because to what extent do we really imbibe dharana, inculcation? Also, that comes from what? Knowledge. Listening, the very first part of listening. How do I hear things? And what do I hear? Every day, God is speaking to me. Even if I were to get an appointment with a VIP, then I would remember all of what he has told me. Yes? Do you forget? It's okay if you get a chance to speak to the president of your country, and will you just forget whatever he has told you? You will remember. Oh, this is a very important person speaking to me. I know the value of this person, so I have to remember all that he has said. So then, who is speaking to us every day? God is speaking to me. Then, whatever he tells me, that's very important to me. That's what I have to keep it in my mind. Even though the sanskaras are there, 63 births, but if there is an intense desire, like the burning desire, that I have to become like Lakshmi and Narayan, if that aim is clear in front of me, then you can change your fortune. It can change your whole of your future. Like you can just imagine what you were before and what you are now after becoming God's child. And that's why Papa tells every day that just see whose child you are. You are the child of the unlimited Father. So keep that in your awareness. Like Brahma Baba, he used to practice. Even Brahma Baba had to practice. We can compare ourselves with Brahma Baba, but even Brahma Baba, he used to write, Yashoda so, Yashoda, you know who Yashoda was? Brahma Baba's yugal. So Brahma Baba's Laukik wife. So, but how he used to treat even Brahma Baba, how he used to treat even his yugal in the form of a soul he used to see. So he used to write that. So that by writing, what happens? That imprints in your mind. And also Baba says, do open eye meditation. When you're looking at Baba's picture, that's what gets into your mind. Like your subconscious mind, it doesn't understand the language what you're saying or what you're hearing, but it can read the pictures, the imprints you must have heard. It immediately understands the pictures. Even that's why small children, you know, first of all, they are given all the theory is there, but with the pictures, so that they can understand immediately, because the soul is pure. Small child is pure, it's equal to a great soul, it's being said. So, that's why we are asked to do this open eye meditation. You know, like if we are looking at Brahma Baba, like your subconscious mind tries to understand, yes, I have to become like Brahma Baba. And it starts to work like that. So, listening, how do I listen? And I have to pay attention, what do I listen? If nothing is of my interest, then I shouldn't listen. It's as though I'm listening but not listening. We should know how to apply and where to apply. If we apply this whilst hearing the Murli, what happens? We are hearing but not hearing. We don't know what's happening. Then everything goes out. But that's going to drain our energy. But if we listen with that awareness, listening to the Murli with awareness. Who is speaking to me? God is personally answering all my questions. Have you ever had the experience that, you must have had the problem today, some kind of problem, and tomorrow you see that in the Murli Baba is responding. I think most of you, all of you must have had this experience. So, this is how Baba talks to us. Baba says, I write a long love letter of 3 pages. Does anyone write such a big long letter? So all these things, these are small things, but if we make ourselves aware of all these things, like in the latest Murli Baba was saying, be alert, be cautious, beware. I don't think so even before he had said all these 3 things. He was so strict saying this, no? Very, you can see his form was so, powerful. He's trying to caution us. Because there's no time. So why is that if we order for some power, some other power comes? If we order for some virtue, the other virtue comes? Then what happens? Suppose if you are driving a car, instead of pressing the clutch, if you press the accelerator, what happens? Accident will take place. In the same way, if we are ordering for one power, and if the other power is coming, if I order for power to tolerate, if some other power to face comes in, what happens? Then there will be a clash, there will be a fight. They're fighting with our own self. Fighting with others, okay, it's a different thing. But I've seen that most of you, when I asked what you have taken from today's Murli, most of you mentioned about the evil spirits. First, let us look at ourselves. There are so many evils in us. Let go the evil spirits, but when we become the master of all the evils which is within us, then what can the evil spirits do? So we must have that courage to drive away all the evils which is within us. Then the evil spirits will not have the courage to come in front of us. And for that, Baba is asking us, reminding us to practice the Bindu stage. Because the seed stage is so powerful, it burns all your past sanskaras, past accounts. It will clear because it's powerful. Like fire burns. It burns all the dirt, all the rubbish when you throw into it. It's like that. It burns all the rubbish which is accumulated in the soul. And that's why it's very difficult. Not everyone can stay even for 1 minute. As soon as you reach that stage, you feel that, okay, all your past is getting burnt and your soul is becoming light. And so, we know the benefits of what we are going to get when we stabilize in that stage, the Bindu stage. First of all, it makes our soul light. We remain flying even though we are here, but we experience the flying stage. We are in the body. We take the medium whenever it's necessary, and when the work is finished, you're away. So it helps in the avyakt stage. Like Baba mentioned, like you have practiced to stabilize yourself in the avyakt stage, in the same way, by practicing, then you can feel that even Bindu stage is very easy. But attention and practice. That we have done even in our past births. We were searching for God, no? We were doing tapasya, we were on to pilgrimages, we did so many things to it, looking for God. And the same thing, but in a more elevated way, in a more subtle way, Baba is asking us to do. So these two things, attention and practice, is very much necessary. To go towards like preparations. These are the preparations, no? For Bindu stage. So what is that we have to pay attention to? Main thing, the main game is about our own thoughts. It's based on our thinking, how we think. It's not that someone has to tell us how we should think. We know how to think, isn't it? But we have to channelize. So for channelizing, the second thing is channelizing your energy. And to whatever is very important to my life, I should, because God is speaking to me, to listen to Baba's Murli with that great honor. How Mama used to hear the Murli. She never used to know what is going on, you know, besides her. Someone is coming, someone is going. No, all that things did not matter to Mama. Because Mama was first rank student. She became Lakshmi. So she knew, like Arjun. He knew that way he had to shoot his arrow. So like that, to the extent our aim is clear to us. Channelizing right, but where? Towards our aim. So what is my aim? What is the aim of my spiritual life? Why have I come to Baba? So after coming to Baba, who am I? In the first lesson, we are all working on the very first lesson. They might be since 20 years in Gyan, 25 years in Gyan, they might be just 1 month in Gyan. But we are all sailing in the same boat. So the first lesson is a sort of that we are not able to get through? No, it's very easy. Baba is making it very easy for us. Baba is saying, even like when dadis practiced it for 14 years, they used to do it whole day, you know. Whatever the trance messenger she used to bring messages, they used to play the drama and they used to see all of those things and they used to do tapasya. So this was their routine. Sometimes we feel, if the service is not there, what will we do? Whole day, how will we have yoga? But the dadis enjoyed. They had whole day yoga. But they enjoyed. And when they used to hear the Murli with intoxication, they used to dance. No? Like Murli makes us dance. Even in the path of devotion, when Krishna played Murli, you know, even the cows, they used to come running. Means, what is the essence? That, you know, there was so much of magic in the Murli. And if we all experience that, yes? That how wonderful Baba's Murli is every day. It's even though we hear that, okay, consider yourself as a soul, even to experience that at that point of time, it's refreshing. Like we take bath every day. Do we get bored? We feel fresh, isn't it? So even though we hear the point which Baba has said already, the soul is being cleansed inside. It's being purified. Like when you pour water, what happens? All the dirt is being cleansed, isn't it? The same way, you know, we have the dirt of 63 births, the rubbish of 63 births accumulated in our soul, all that has to be cleansed. So this Baba's, we can say God has really merciful, and we are really fortunate to have Him as our guide, as our teacher. In every relationship we experience Him, and wherever we feel, okay, the relationship is a bit lacking or missing, it's there the paper comes in again. The problem, yeah, they are like Baba says, paper tigers, you know. It comes for a while, but it's not there forever. It comes like a cloud, it has to go away. But what do? We keep that in our minds forever. 3-4 years, if somebody had told something to me, I even remember now. But I forget what Baba has said even in today's Murli. What is the slogan of today's Murli? I don't know, I don't remember. What is the blessing? Baba must have said something about it. But why this is happening? Because it indicates to what we are being focused to. I am giving importance to that person who is not going to take care of me, who is not going to be with me forever. But I am forgetting whatever God has told me. He is the one who is going to be with me forever. He is the one who is going to take care about me. But why is that I am forgetting? This is the Maya. It's not something from outside it's going to come. Everything is going on inside. So that you have to cleanse inside. So after listening, we need to reflect. What have I heard today? I should reflect on myself. How was my stage when I was hearing? And what am I doing now? Checking. You know? Checking and changing. Not checking and changing, you know, checking sometime and changing tomorrow. Not like that. Check and change immediately. And that's why Baba used to say that Baba has given the shortcut method to you. You know? To check and to change. Every thought that comes in your mind, check, is that thought equal to the Father's thought? Like Baba was saying about self-contentment. What is meant by contentment? Okay, eating, sleeping, is that contentment for us? No. We are all spiritual souls. So what is contentment for us? To remain within the line of Srimad. So that, for that, checking, changing every minute, every second. Like we had just a minute program in London for outsiders. And Daddy was saying that it's for us also. It's for Brahmin souls also. Every minute check. Is that according to what Baba is telling me? Because when we are practicing this Bindu stage, what happens? One is that we burn all the past sanskaras and at the same time we can change our fortune. So there is one story about it, how one small boy, you know, he was a very poor boy living in that village, and there was one famous astrologer who used to predict the future of all those who were in the village. So everybody went to him, they used to approach that astrologer and they used to ask him, okay, you tell about my future. Like even sometimes when Brahmins go to astrologers, Baba has given, he tells us about what our future is, but sometimes we go there, out of curiosity to know, yes, what my future is. Baba has said, your future is in God's hands. Even a small simple story, it has got great essence in it. So that boy, he couldn't approach that astrologer, so he traveled to his place where the astrologer was staying. So he had to cross jungles, and after 2-3 days he reached the place of that astrologer. Then he asked he was so curious to meet the astrologer because, you know, he didn't have his food. So because he was poor and he didn't have proper rest and all of those things. So when he approached the astrologer, he asked him, would you tell my future? So now he remained silent. He didn't say anything. He said, come tomorrow. And the boy was so angry. He said, I've come all the way, you know, just to ask about my future. I didn't have proper rest. I didn't have proper food. I didn't have anything. So I've come to you and you're not telling me anything. You should tell me something at least. So, you know, just like, you know, if the doctor tells the patient that he is going to die within an hour, he will die that minute itself, isn't it? It's like that. So, that's because, you know, what the astrologer saw was that the boy was going to die by tomorrow. So, he didn't want to tell that secret to him. He said, you come tomorrow, because he was very much sure, he was a famous astrologer, that his astrology never went wrong. So he was very much confident that whatever he tells, he would not come by tomorrow because he would be dead. So then he was so much disappointed and he then went back. He said, okay, this person is not telling me anything. So okay, my future is in God's hands. That's what came to the mind of that boy. So he just went back again into the jungles and there was lightning and, you know, there was a lot of raining was going on and all of those things, and he was so tired. So then from far he sees there is the ruins of a temple, Shiva temple. Then he goes there. Then he says, okay, now, I don't want to know about my future. I just want to remember God and I just want to be good. I just want to give whatever I have to others. I want to help people. So whatever my future is, I don't care for that. But God, give me something where I can be helpful to others. You know, that's how he was conversing with God. So he did not know, he spent the whole night conversing with God. So in the morning, you know, the rain stopped and he was about to leave. When he was about to leave, on one side there was a snake coming and on the other side there was a stone rolling from up above. So he knew, no, the astrologer, that he will die by tomorrow. But he did not know that he's going to die. So then what happens? He says, no, I'm not going to go anywhere. He just hugged the Shivlingam there and he just stayed back. And the stone came down and the snake died. So then he went back next day to the astrologer. He said, he knocked the door of the astrologer. He said, shall I come in? So he said, who are you? He said that I'm the same boy who came yesterday. He was so afraid, he did not open the door. He said some spirit must have come. Either the spirit of that boy must have come. Because, you know, he was so confident about his prediction that, you know, it has to happen. So then, you know, he was not opening the door to the boy. Then he said, no, please open the door, you know, I want to speak to you. I want to ask about my future now, you know. But I had a very good night. I would like to share that experience with you. And after a long time, he realizes that, you know, this is the same boy who came yesterday and just opens the door. And then he sits with him and he was really astonished to see that boy coming. And then he said, see, when my thoughts changed, everything, my future changed. So it's like that, you know, why Baba is telling us to change our awareness. So we can change our future. We can change our destiny. We can make it more elevated. So even though we leave our body, we are so stable. We are not affected by what is happening to us, the external situations. Whatever might be happening around us, but we are unaffected. At the same time, we are not causing harm to others. You know, wherever we stay, people take the benefit naturally and automatically. It's not that, okay, I have to plan to give happiness to others. No. When you're in that Bindu stage, when you're in that angelic stage, all your words and actions, they become royal. That's why Baba is like, you know, if you need not have to pour water to every leaf of the tree. Where do you put the water? To the roots, no? So it is supplied to the whole tree. So in the same way, what is the root of our thoughts? So that's what Baba is training us. You know, when you give the proper sunlight, proper water and everything to your soul, then everything works out very well. So reflecting on the self, listening at the same time, reflecting. What is that I am listening to and what is that I have reflected in today's life? In my life today, okay, every day. Have I achieved something great from yesterday's life? Okay. It might be in terms of stage, it might be in terms of your behavior, it might be in terms of your words. It might be in terms of your communication with others. You know, at least improving little by little, day by day. Every day there is something new which you can do. It is all based on our awareness, which Baba is telling us. Like Baba said in today's Murli, Antar and Mantra. You remember these two words? Any situation that is in front of you, this is the reflection of today's Murli. That when you know the difference, okay, this is not Srimat, not, and then apply a dot, okay, I should not pay my attention to this, put a full stop and let go that. Then the mantra of Manmana Abhav, you remember. Which is the mantra? He doesn't say us to repeat. He doesn't ask her to repeat the mantra. But what does he say? Says that you have to become the embodiment of what you are hearing. So Baba is my companion. God is my companion. Baba says, it's not that the outside people are VIPs, but all of you are VIPs. Do we accept that? Because, you know, once what happened when Dadi Prakashmani and Mama all were there. So Dadi wanted to know, and Didi wanted to know from Baba that we are all doing the same kind of efforts because all of them were following whatever Baba used to tell them. But they wanted to know why Mama was going ahead. What must have Baba said? Can anyone of you tell? Like, you know, whatever Baba tells to anyone, it might be Didi, it might be to Dadi, it might be to a person who has come to meet Baba, but Mama takes all those things for herself. It's not that, okay, Baba is speaking to the group, so that's not for me. Whatever Baba has told me that I have to pay attention to, it was not like that. Totally, to be engrossed. To accept every version of God as my version. You know, it's for me. God has told this to me. Like Baba said, not that, you know, behind the Maharatis there is a very big queue. All of you are Maharatis. But do we accept? I said, no, we are not like Maharatis. We are not like Dadis. But Maharati is what? To be a self-sovereign. To be a master of your own mind and intellect. That's called as being a Maharati, no? So that's what Baba is reminding us. That all of you are self-sovereigns. You can become self-sovereigns. But you have to accept. Accept God's every version. And to give respect is to imbibe every version which Baba is telling. So Mama does that, and that's why she is ahead. That's what Baba told. Even in Laukik, what happens? Well, we are Baba's children, but if we have very good friend, then if some problem comes to you, you know that Baba is there, but what happens to your mind and intellect? It will start to seek help from that friend. Rather than seeking from Baba or sitting in yoga or taking from Baba, what do we do? First approach that person. So then what happens? Even the success is 50-50, you know? Because even we are trusting in Baba 50% and 50% in that Laukik friend. So what happens? Yeah, whatever, any kind of vice it might be. It might be attachment, or it might be, you know, like friendship wise, okay, because she is my very good friend, she can help me, you know? But whatever it is, when Baba is my everything, He's my father, teacher, guru, all the relationship Baba has said that you can share all relationships with me. So when we do that practically, we are going to be 100% successful. Then there is no doubt at all. There cannot be any doubts. Because we do it half and half, then the result what we get is half and half. But if we have that mind and intellect clean. First of all, it has to be clean. No rubbish. Clean and then clear, totally clear relationship with Baba. It's like we speak to our friends, you know, like that. We speak to God and God is responding to whatever I ask Him. Deep. Is that deep with Baba? Or it's just superficially, as God is my friend, God is my father, God is my mother. It's just in terms of knowledge, or is it that deep and honest? To be honest to Baba, to tell Baba, yes, this is what happened. Just like we share with our friends whatever has happened during the day, like that we have to share with Baba. Every moment, every second. Okay, to whatever extent possible, we can't do it completely, okay, 1 hour. Even if we are to do it for half an hour, speaking to Baba, you can see there is a vast difference in your stage. You do it for 1 day. Or okay, even simpler than that, even for a day, if we are to have a good thought for every soul that comes in front of you, so the reflection was like, even if we had to practice, even for a single day, to think good or to have a good thought for someone who comes in front of you. You can see, you know, all of these things will help you to create a powerful stage. You know, Bindu stage. How do we go to that stage? We need to prepare. So what are the preparations? Attention, checking, then to apply, where to apply knot and dot, checking and changing. So all these are preparations. And to take blessings, you know, it's a very important aspect of Brahmin life, to take blessings. You might be very powerful yogi, but if you don't get blessings, then it will not help you at the time of need. You need something, you don't have your own power, but at that time the blessings will help you. So to take the blessings, to fill your treasures, to store with the blessings from others. So how do we get the blessings? So you have to go into the depth of it, that how do I get the blessings? So when I appreciate every soul as an elevated soul, as a pure soul who has their own space in this earth to play their own part, I have to accept and play my role happily, accurately, and allow others also, as an individual actors of the drama, to play their part. Not to jump into the space of others. Just like I value my own identity as a soul, as an elevated soul, I have to value the existence of others as an elevated actor. Even the Brahmin souls, all of us have come to play an elevated part. Isn't it? Because all are being selected by God. So if we point one finger towards others, all the four fingers, they are pointing to the self, isn't it? So that's why Baba says, through self-transformation, the world transformation is easy. Because we don't look at the self, we start pointing our finger to others. So we have to allow and appreciate everyone's part. Because God has selected them, no? Is anyone cleverer than God? Can I think myself very clever than God? No. God is the cleverest of all. If He has selected me, He has also selected the other soul for His task. So I have to appreciate the part of that soul. So this adds to my stage. So when I start imbibing these virtues in myself, this helps to create an elevated stage. So when I sit in yoga, then immediately I'm connected. After listening, after reflecting, then after concentrating, then the connection is established. With Baba it's become easy. Otherwise what we do? We complain about others to Baba. Or we say, okay Baba, give me this, give me that. You know, we're always busy asking. He says, I am the donor and I've opened the treasure store for you. Take how much ever you want. But what we do? We ask for a little bit. We ask for one glass or one bucket or whatever. According to our own capacity. But Baba says, I'm the ocean. You take as much as you want. So it depends on how I take. Because Baba is not going to come and speak to us loudly. And just as we are speaking. Like your communication is subtle with Baba, Baba also gives you the subtle response. For that, you need to have that touching and catching power very clear. So when is that works? When does your wireless set works? Do you remember the movie in which Baba has said, when is that your wireless set starts to work? When we become completely voiceless. When there is no vice, no evil in us, the evil spirits cannot do anything to us. At the same time, our wireless set starts to work. You can catch Baba's signals and you can give, you know, to the whole world. You get that power to absorb and to give, donate to the whole world because you're filled yourself. So then you can donate. So all these preparation help us. You know, today's topic was how to create the Bindu stage, how to go towards it. So these basic changes when we do in ourselves every day, we fix up a chart every hour. For 1 or 2 minutes I have to practice this. Not the same thing, okay? I'm an elevated soul. Not like that. Different varieties. Baba has given so many self-respects, isn't it? If we are to take out at least 108 points, we can take out for every day. So, but we are not using it. Baba says you have the right on all the treasures, at the same time use it. So then it accumulates. It starts to work. Baba says even you need not have to speak what you have to tell to others. They will understand what you want to say. That, you know, like through signals everything starts to work. And for that you need a transparent, clean, clear intellect. Then everything starts to work. Then all these things adds up, sums up to your Bindu stage. Then we can remain in Bindu stage for a longer period. Now we remain at least 1 or 2 minutes like that. But we can remain for 10 minutes. You can see what the capacity, the power of that stage. Even if we are to stay for five minutes in the Bindu stage, the output is tremendous. Because totally we are accumulating, our soul is become completely light, like a lighthouse. Lighthouse is in one place, but it transmits power to far places. Like that, staying in one place, you can transmit power to the whole world. Like Baba said, you are world benefactors. There is so much of expansion on the Bindu stage, like, you know, these are just the preparations to go towards the Bindu stage. But what are the benefits of after stabilizing in that stage? It's tremendous. Everything starts to work automatically. Like Baba was saying in today's Murli, like the government, it plans a scheme to save energy, power, money, time, everything. So all the scheme works out automatically. So the seed stage, all of us are working for it, but to the extent we are really determined, dedicated and committed to what Baba is saying, then we can become embodiment of success. For that we have to be alert. Like Baba is saying, be alert. So we have to do that. If we are more alert, more cautious, more attentive to what Baba is saying, what kind of awareness, what kind of thinking you need to tune into, so then all these things will help us. Basically it is easy. At the same time we have to do the practice. Practice makes man perfect. So why is that we get problems? It's like rehearsals going on. You know? Even if we have to present something on the final stage, okay, before going on to Bindu stage, you have to rehearse many a times. No? Rehearse your angelic stage, rehearse your avyakt stage, then you reach angelic stage. So these rehearsals are necessary to make us perfect. Okay, Om Shanti. If anyone has questions, you can ask. No, it doesn't mean that she is useless. Yeah. Yes. No, it's like family feeling, no? Like sisters, they don't know each other, but they all sit and talk, they have a conversation. I think all of you must be having a conversation, no? In your rooms. You know, like when you share a room, 3 people are from different countries and then they share, they ask what their name is and how they came into Gyan. This is an art of communication, no? Like it's not that all are soul conscious and they are not talking. It's not like that. Everybody wants to talk because this is God's family. You know, in the family we talk to one another. We might not be knowing each other, but we can start, we can initiate, we can say, sister, you have come, where have you come from? What is your experience? You can initiate. If someone is not initiating, you can initiate, no? So nobody will say, okay, go away, it doesn't matter which country I'm coming from. Nobody will answer like that. They will share their experience. They'll say, okay, I'm coming from so and so country, so I would like to share my experience like that. Even if you want this to be organized in a more organized way, then you all can have workshops also, so that you start to share, you come to know each other. But you didn't get into touch with others? Like you didn't have the sharing of experience with others? Yeah. Yeah, you should have. That's true, but you know what I'm saying, like if you want to share, you can come and share even now. Even for 10 minutes, you can share what you want to share. You can sit here and also share. And one more thing is, you know, if someone who is giving a class, it's not like a teacher. It's like a family, you know. Even that's why I started with sharing, you know. I said, you also speak, you know, what you want to say. Even if something you want to say extra, you can say that. And you want to meet personally, you can meet that person. Here, everything is allowed because it's family. Because someone, like you like, you like that family thing, but some say, no, we want solitude. It's up to everyone's choice, no? You can't say everyone to have the same choice. And especially, but Madhuban is for Gyan and Yoga. You know, you come here to fill for the whole year. Tapasya is very much essential. But it's not one-sided. It is for everyone. Like I said something, it's not that because I'm a teacher. It's like sharing my experience. And if you want to share your experience, you're welcome. You know, and Shiluben will give chance for everyone if you want to share your experience. And if you want to come more closer, having small workshops, so small groups, you can do that also. Everything is allowed in Madhuban, you know. If you have to progress in terms of knowledge, in terms of sharing and discussing, nobody will say no. But you, like you came out with your views. So people, means Shiluben will think about how to organize so that you all will come closer and share your ideas better. And like going to the depth so that one helps the another, you know, in coming out. Because some people, they like only, you know, solitude. They don't like, you know, coming into groups, even attending classes. It depends on everyone's nature. You know, it can't be fixed. Like you like something, the sister might be liking another thing. So, but the system is fixed. But if you want to share your views and ideas, you're welcome. Yeah, because each one likes a different thing, you know, like you like solitude, he likes people to, like, you know, get together and to share their views. So every person is different from others. Something, okay, where we come here for tapasya, something, no, we should get into the family because we have been so far and, you know, we don't have really the Brahmins there in our country, so we would like to come together. So it differs from person to person, but there is always a solution. It's not that there is no solution. There is always a solution for every problem because Madhuban is the embodiment of all solutions. You know, you get everything from here. In terms of vigyan, in terms of yoga, everything, you know, like you need not have to think about your food, you need not have to think about anything. But if you have something in your heart, please share. Please come out with your views so that the organizers or whoever is taking care of couple foreigners, they will organize it more betterly, you know, in a more better way, like that. So, but your thing, I think you should tell Shiluben so that she'll organize a different kind of programs so that all of you can get together. We have cultural programs also. I think this time it was not there. No? Then also people come together. They come out with their own cultural dances and things like that. So even that there is a sharing. No? Sharing is what in terms of Brahmins, what is sharing? Sharing is what gyan you have and what problems you have. No? How you cross that situation, that experience of yours. That will enable others to go ahead, you know. Like you were telling me that one point might be suitable for me, the other point might be suitable for her. But the main emphasis is, when we are hearing the Murli, just like Meera, you know, Meera you must have heard in the path of devotion, like she used to get lost in God's love, God's remembrance, like that. To have that kind of stage when you hear the Murli. No matter what you take from them, like maybe one or two points you might take it for the day. But while hearing, to be lost and to enjoy that godly vibrations, like Baba says, when you hear the Murli in the center and when you hear Murli in Madhuban, there is a difference. Because here continuously the bhaktis are going on, yoga is going on and people only come for this purpose. There's no other purpose. No, even in centers people come, but the surroundings are not of that atmosphere, no? But here everything is charged. Because Brahma Baba has done tapasya here. You know, Brahma Baba, he did his tapasya here. So that vibrations are working, no? Even now. So there is a difference from center to Madhuban. Lot of difference in everything. But it's up to you what you want and how you want that you can always share. Okay, if anyone has doubts regarding whatever was shared, you can ask about the Bindu stage, like if something is not clear to you. See, even this sister, she didn't know. She met two sisters. They shared their experience. Like that, even I think brothers group is a little bit small this time. Otherwise, you would have got many friends. Yeah, when you come in, you were here in the first turn? When all the double foreigners met Baba? 3,000 were here at that time. I think you came after that. Yeah? Since October. You met Baba when 3,000 foreigners were there? Very good. So, did you have friends in the first meeting? Yeah. 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 Okay. We'll give you more time. See, like, no, one thing is, brother, see, like, even now, 10:30, 11 o'clock, how many were here? You know, if we give at 10 o'clock, people come at 10:30 or 11. So, you know, everything is changing. Even though 11 to 12:30 also, if you are accurate in coming here to the class, then there's a lot of time and you can share a lot of things. Even till 1 o'clock, you can continue. Nobody will say no. But it's up to all of you, how all of you come in time and then how all of you take the benefit. Because the day even Sister Anna was conducting workshop and not many were there. I think only 10-15 people were there? 10 people? 4 or 5. No, but what I'm saying, if everybody comes in time, you know, then there is lot of time to share and to work upon. But again, it's up to everyone's choice, you know. We can't force anyone to come, you know, to come in time. But whoever comes, yeah, it's different choices, no? Some say, okay, we don't want to hear anything. You know, out of 60 who were in the morning, how many are here? So, no, it's changing, no? People want to do tapasya. So, let them do whatever they want. But the system in Madhuban is fixed. You know, there is a class so that there is a change. Because whole day meditation, what will you do? At least sharing should be there. Evening complete meditation is there. There is no class at all. So, but everybody has to participate in this. So, it is up to everyone's choice. We can't force anyone. So, the program is announced. So, whoever wants to do, in whichever way they want to do, everyone has got the freedom. So, it's nice, no? To have freedom and to have the system. Both are good. Because there's no force on any of the sides. Then it's really better, you know. Then people will come by their own interest, then they'll take more benefit. If they're just forced to come, then they will not hear what you're saying also. Then they'll really not participate even in the workshop because they're not interested. So whoever is interested, it's only for them. But as you said, you need time. You have time. Till 1 o'clock you can continue. Like from exactly if it starts at 10:30, 10:45 you can have meditation. And 10:45 to 1 o'clock you can have workshop. Even if you want to have it in the evening, like 5 to 6:30 you can have. Then 6:30 to 8 meditation. If you can arrange, like if people are interested, then you can do that. I will also tell Shilu Ben that, you know, they want more time to participate in the workshop. Then she will organize like that. Okay? Yeah, that is the thing. If only two are interested, then they can have their own workshop. Wherever you want, huh? So you have got the answer, huh, brother? Okay. Anywhere they can have. Even in the terrace they can have, wherever they want. So, but, you know, it depends again on everyone's choice. We can't force anyone. But do you have any questions regarding today's topic or whatever like that you can clear? You can also share if you have something to share. Yes, sister. Actually, Bindu stage is totally, you know, concentrated. Like, you know, totally you are a Bindu. You are a star. And bodiless stage is whilst walking and moving around, like, you know, you feel that you don't have this body, you're just walking. You know, that is the bodiless stage.
But when you sit in meditation, totally when you feel that all your past is burning away and your soul is totally becoming light, so that is the seed stage where you totally feel that yes, something is being washed away from my soul, like, you know, taken away. Now I feel much better. Sometimes, you know, you feel like crying even without any reason. That's also related to something which you have done in the past, you know, that we don't know. 63 births, we have done so many things. But you feel something is heavy with me. But when your accounts are cleared, then you feel you are very light. You know, you feel okay, you're flying, and you want to spread positive vibrations to the whole world. And even though someone is giving negativity to you, you will not take anything negative from them. Means you are unaffected by the situation around you. So that will be seen in your stage. You know? It's the practice. The bodiless stage is the practice. The stage is being the embodiment. Okay? No, that, you know, once you, because seed stage you can't stay longer, no? Seed stage, if you really can stay for 10 minutes, it's really great. You know, like flying, say, okay, you're an angel, you're walking around the whole world, spreading vibrations. It's like different kinds of taste, you know, variety stages, it's like that. And karmatita stage is totally, you know, when all your accounts are settled and totally you're complete with all the virtues and the soul is decorated with all that Baba wants, then totally you'll not be in this body, you'll have to leave this body at that time. But not experiencing any suffering of karma. Like Brahma Baba, you know, he didn't experience any suffering of karma when he left his body. Like that. Even when Mama left body, Baba said, don't remember anybody leaving. You know how Baba was so... he was really, what to say, very strict at the same time, very disciplined. Not strict, like very disciplined Baba was. Baba used to say, don't remember even Mama's body. Remember Shri Baba. Sometimes even Shri Baba says, don't remember my long shoes for Brahma Baba. So how Baba is totally so divine. Even the Sakar Mulis, they used to be very powerful during those days. You know, Baba used to speak in a corporeal form. Even that was like Avyakt Murli. It's being like interaction, you know. It's not only one-sided. It's like, you know, Baba is giving so much. Also, you're taking from the family. Yeah. And it's totally on our perception, you know, how we perceive things and how our attitudes are. Like, you know, even a glass filled with water, half glass, some might think only half glass is there, you know, half glass of water is there. Some might say half is empty. Some might say, okay, even at least half is full. It depends on how the person looks at the same glass, you know. Three persons are telling different things, looking at the same glass. So it's different for everyone. But it's more of interaction, you know. How Baba wants to put us into the family, do everything, but be detached. That's really a very wonderful, great stage actually. To do everything, to be in the household and not to be attached. That's really a great thing. Even the rishis and munis could not do it, and that's why they went into the jungles, into the forest. They said, we don't want anything now, we can't do. But Baba says, no, you have to be here in this world, do everything, but be with me. It's the real challenge. Because God is with us, we feel everything to be easy. Okay, then let us have 1 minute of meditation.